Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
When you're retired, there will be other stock market corrections, other bear markets, other catastrophes that could cause you to lose money in the stock market. And when these things do happen, you're really going to appreciate that Social Security check that you get that comes every month like clockwork. But getting your due from Social Security is easier said than done. Forbes reports that 96% of Americans claim their Social Security benefits at the wrong time, and this costs them, on average, $111,000. That's not just walking around money. That's a lot of toilet paper right there. And so how can you avoid those mistakes that virtually everyone else makes?
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Good morning. This has been Christian Studio with you. And if you're within 5 years of claiming Social Security, you don't want to miss a minute of our show today. Because remember, you've been contributing money to Social Security since your first paycheck as a kid. And we won't go into, for some of you, how long ago that was, but every employer you've had has matched that contribution. But, and here's the big but, you could easily forfeit more than $100,000 if you don't make the right decision about how and when. We're going to talk about a lot about that today, how and when to claim those benefits. A very important show today, John.
Well, that's absolutely true. I got news for both of you. If you could find a roll of toilet paper in the stores, you'd probably pay about $100,000 for it today. So I can't quite understand, although this obviously is a crisis, I can't quite understand the rush on toilet paper and paper towels. So anyway, what we are going to talk about on today's show is six critical mistakes while claiming your Social Security that could literally cost you a fortune. And the thing about that is that this is money that you've paid into the system your whole life. And a lot of folks claim their benefits at the wrong time, and they're paying through the nose in taxes, which is another aspect, up to 85% of the benefits in some cases. Plus, we're going to talk about the ugly truth about getting personalized advice from the Social Security Administration. So a lot of good topics to talk about today.
And we know from the get-go how complicated getting this right is. Mm. I mean, we talked a lot about this, 2,728 rules. Now, we've never read that whole handbook, but that's the number of rules. And of course, there are hundreds of rules about those 2,700 rules in what the SSA, the Social Security Administration, calls their Program Operating Manual System. So going to talk about six mistakes this morning that are way too common, way too many people make, and we want to dive into each because we don't want you to make the same mistakes. And so, Pete, the first mistake this morning is timing. And so the mistake is claiming your Social Security benefits at the wrong time.
Yeah, and there's proponents out there that say, oh, you need to get it as soon as you can, at age 62, as soon as you can get your first check, because you never know how long it's going to be there. And you have to live so long in order for it to pay off. And then you have other people, you listen to the next person, they're like, oh no, everybody needs to wait till age 70 because you're getting such a bigger check that it's going to be worthwhile. And so where do you go? There's a lot of room between age 62 and 70. And then if it's a couple and there's two people living in the family, then it becomes even more complicated because should one take it one time and one take it another? And you read articles from Motley Fool and Forbes and other things, and they're like, well, you know, there is a lot of information that says that you should wait till 70. And then you read the next one, and there's a lot of great information out there that says you should take it at age 62. And so what do you do? Well, our advice is that you don't make this decision just in a silo and just like your neighbor or brother did. It needs to be planned as part of the entire portfolio. Your age, health, earning, everything should be part of the equation.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's other articles out there too, Pete. You know, The Street had an article recently said the Social Security age gamble, claim it now or wait. And according to a lot of financial advisors, people would be better off in certain situations waiting until they're 70 to start claiming benefits than they would if they took them in their 80s. Because one of the strategies is between full retirement and 70, you're actually getting an 8% compounded increase over that period of time. And, you know, that's a fairly good guarantee by the federal government. So Social Security, by the way, a lot of questions we get asked sometimes are about, is it going to run out of money? I'm fairly confident Social Security is going to be there. I don't think they're going to let it run out of money. There's going to have to be adjustments. And what we find in a lot of cases, when you look at programs like these historically in the United States, is that people that have already made decisions are grandfathered in. So, you know, there's a lot going on right now in the economy, and people we've talked to are kind of stuck at home, and they're talking about the COVID-19 crisis. But guess what? At the same time, we still have about 10,000 baby boomers in America that are retiring. And when they retire, Pete, what's one of the first questions that people have that come into our office? It's Social Security, right?
Absolutely.
So if you're one of these people sitting at home and you're making this decision, don't make that in a vacuum. Sign up for one of our virtual meetings or call our office, because the decisions you're making right now could have a huge impact on you when we come out of this, and the information is available to you right now.
The COVID-19 has impacted almost every aspect of our lives, and certainly our wealth is affected as well as our health. MSN says three ways the coronavirus will affect your Social Security. Lower payroll tax collection for Social Security because people's income has been affected. A strong likelihood of a reduced COLA in 2021 and maybe even in the future for every year. And then limited in-person assistance with Social Security employees, which is another reason why we're saying today we want to help you with that. And there are ways to do that over the phone, through a Zoom meeting, a 10-minute quick conversation, doing up a Social Security analysis for you, John. There's just so many different ways. We are ready to help people right now.
Right. I mean, you know, you're at home and we're all functioning under the stay-at-home order, which is good. It's flattening the curve. We're getting good information out there about that. But that doesn't mean that you don't need to take the opportunity to see where you stand with this. And there's really never been a better time. Because if you have made an average or an above average income throughout your working life, traditional rules for claiming Social Security may not apply to you. You may think that delaying your benefits as long as possible will yield more income. Some will say that that's even a no-brainer. But if you follow this strategy, the net-net could be less money if you consider things like the impact of taxes and things like your Medicare premiums, because there's a cause and effect for everything that you do. Learn how you could get more income from Social Security with our free customized Social Security analysis.
Absolutely, John. So if you're listening this morning and you're within 5 years of claiming Social Security, this is something you really want to take advantage of. This analysis is basically going to show you the exact timing that can help you get more income from Social Security. It's going to show you things like how you can avoid triggering higher taxes, Medicare premiums. It's going to show you how your decision is going to impact your RMDs, required minimum distributions. And it's even going to dig in and how to help you navigate all these other additional benefits that you may qualify, spousal benefits and other benefits that could put more money in your pocket. So this morning, do you save more than $100,000 or more for retirement and you've not yet filed for Social Security? Be one of the first 10 callers and get your free Social Security analysis now at 615-619-1615. Again, what you learn in this free analysis, no obligation, no cost, no products for sale here. This could help you avoid those common mistakes that 96% of Americans make, which is the tune of six figures coming out of your pocket there if you make the same mistake. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615, 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
So folks, we want to maximize our Social Security income, but we want to minimize the taxes that we pay on it. Don't go anywhere. Stick around because we're going to address that when we come back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, how and when you claim your Social Security could impact a lot more than just the amount of money your monthly benefits are in your check. It could also trigger a mountain of unexpected taxes and potentially double your Medicare premiums.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Krista here in studio with you. Thanks for tuning in this morning. And today we're talking about six very critical mistakes with claiming Social Security benefits that unfortunately could cost you a small fortune. So coming up in this segment, we're going to look at how you could avoid paying taxes on up to 85% of your Social Security benefits, plus how claiming Social Security could also trigger higher Medicare premiums. So, John, unfortunately, for the time being, you and Pete aren't hosting any educational retirement events in person for obvious safety reasons. But I know there are several free educational webinars that you guys are offering during this time when we're all at home. And many of us have, again, already binge-watched our favorite Netflix show. So what's out there that we can direct people to?
Yeah, well, you know, there's an amazing amount of shift happening right now with folks that are sitting at home, which is pretty much all of us. You know, we're not having a lot of live events other than going to the grocery store. We're doing church at home now and that kind of thing. They've got time on their hands. And the truth is, if you want to educate yourselves, you know, regardless of how long we are in this stay-at-home order, you know, even if the economy starts to open back up in May, most people are going to be pretty careful, Pete. You know, we've talked to several clients over the next several months at a minimum, maybe longer until there's a vaccine. Well, guess what doesn't stop moving over that period of time? That would be your money and your portfolio. And so you can still get the education, the information that you need that's pertinent to your personal situation, either through, you know, the radio show. We have a TV show that runs, and then we have these webinars that we're running, and we're doing all of these meetings today virtually, and technology is an amazing thing. I was doing a virtual meeting with a client just this morning that had some information or some questions on Social Security, and they couldn't believe that they could spend 15 minutes on a virtual meeting and get the answers to their questions. So you can go to our website, BeaconCM, that's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary. So beaconcm.com/webinars, and you can register for free. So each of our webinars that we have that we built is 20 to 25 minutes long. So they're pretty short, not a long period of time. And we're talking about things like, how is the coronavirus impacting your retirement? We've got a webinar on that. We're talking about how do you manage market volatility? There's a lot of that going on right now. And then we're talking about Social Security today. We actually have a webinar on our website, Understanding Social Security. So again, these are all 20 to 25 minutes long. They're worth your time. They're free. And it's a lot of good information about these topics. And there are going to be many more of these to come in the coming weeks and months.
All right. Let's talk about mistake number two that is just all too often made. And let me start this off with a statement and a question. So friends listening, do you know that you could pay taxes on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits? Unfortunately, most people don't realize this. And then when the tax bill comes, it's just too late to do anything about it at that point. So all the money, again, you're counting on to support your retirement is very lax. It's very little. It's just not there. So mistake number two that we want to talk about this morning is not considering how taxes could impact your net benefits check when it comes to Social Security.
Yeah, and I would say that most people do not have a plan for this. If you were to ask, if I were to ask prospects or clientele, you know, what is your plan to reduce the taxation on your Social Security? Most would say, I don't have a plan. I don't know how to do that. Is there a way to do that? Don't we all just pay the equal amount on Social Security? No. Some pay zero. Some pay on 50%, and some pay on 85%. And I'd say most pay on 85% don't even realize there's ways to reduce that. So MarketWatch says people who save for retirement are being punished by Social Security taxes. So you could give 15, 20, 25, 30% of that benefit monthly back just through taxes. The Motley Fool addresses it too. Taxation of Social Security benefits is likely to happen only if combined income exceeds a certain amount. But most people don't even know what that is. And again, 85% of that benefit being taxed, that's not a happy thought. And U.S. News goes on, retirees with low income or whose only source is Social Security generally don't pay taxes on the benefit. However, some 40% of Social Security beneficiaries have to pay federal tax on part of the benefit, and on it goes. And so, what is your plan for this? And would you like an opportunity for 5 minutes on the phone with one of us to show you and tell you that maybe there are ways to pay less in taxes? Therefore, what does that do? Put more in your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, and right now with everything that's happening, more in your pocket is a better thing, especially when you have sources like this that are guaranteed and backed up by the federal government. So, you know, the big question is, how is your Social Security income taxable? Well, it depends on the amount of your Social Security benefits and other income, including tax-free interest on things like municipal bonds and certain other excludable amounts.
Well, you said it well. I mean, there's a reason that there's a Medicare Social Security specialist on staff at Beacon. And one of those reasons is because there's a trickle-down effect when it comes to Medicare. I mean, obviously, everyone goes to at some point in their life and they need to look at Medicare. But what very few people understand is how Social Security benefits could impact their Medicare premiums, particularly if you're in the Social Security Administration considers a high income beneficiary. So mistake number three this morning is not considering how filing for Social Security can increase those Medicare premiums. It's something that is real and happens to way too many people than it should.
Yeah. And there's, like we talked about before, there is a cause and effect of everything that you do and how you take Social Security without getting into all the details, because, you know, honestly, we could be here from now to Christmas talking about all the rules with Social Security, but there's a cause and effect to everything that you do, and how you take Social Security and how you take income from other investments will impact your Medicare premium. And then, you know, Pete, just last year, there was a cost of living adjustment for Social Security, and that was a good thing. Unfortunately, what a lot of people didn't realize until after the fact is that your Medicare premiums increased about the same as your cost of living adjustment on your Social Security. Yeah. So there is a cause and effect to how you take Social Security to your Medicare premiums. There's no doubt.
Again, so valuable to get an analysis and help with this. And so did you know that you could be paying taxes on as much as 85% of your benefits? That's true. But guess what? There are some surprisingly simple methods and strategies that could help you reduce or even eliminate the tax bill altogether. But even dropping it would be great. Learn how with what we call our free customized Social Security analysis.
Absolutely. We talked about this before, but it bears repeating. This analysis is something you certainly want to take advantage of, particularly if you're within 5 years of claiming your Social Security benefits. Do yourself a favor and look at the data now. Make sure you're formulating that plan, because like Pete said, far too many people go into it not having a plan, and then they live to regret it, because once the benefits are claimed, they're claimed. So this analysis, we're going to dig in. We're going to show you the precise timing, the exact timing to get the most from your Social Security benefits. We're going to show you how you could avoid triggering those higher taxes, those higher Medicare premiums. Plus, we're going to give you the key to maximizing those spousal benefits and exploring some of those other benefits that may apply to you. And those, again, nothing about Social Security really is simple. It's just not easy, unfortunately. All those rules to try to follow and work through. But this morning, if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement and you've not yet claimed Social Security, you're one of the first 10 callers this morning to the show and request to schedule time to review your free Social Security analysis. That number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, what you learn in this free analysis could help you avoid these six critical mistakes that we're talking about this morning. These are not mistakes you want to make. You certainly don't want to make them and then live to regret them. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, could you be entitled to other Social Security benefits and not even know it? We're going to share a surprising answer when we come back. Stick around.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
So could you be eligible for Social Security benefits that could put thousands of dollars into your pocket every year?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here, your host this morning. Today, we're talking about six critical mistakes when claiming your Social Security benefits. And unfortunately, these mistakes, they're all too common, and they will each cost you money. Money directly out of your pocket that should stay in your pocket. So coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about some of these little known benefits that could that you could be eligible for that for many people, they don't even know that they even exist. So this is from Motley Fool. Social Security benefits can be very complicated. We've talked about that. We all know that. That's because you can sometimes claim benefits not only based on your own work record, but also based on the earnings history of a current spouse, a former spouse, a spouse who passed away. There are also different kinds of benefits, including retirement and disability benefits. The point being here with this article, you want to take the time to seek help from someone who understands this, and you want to walk that through. So mistake four, John, this morning that we're looking at is overlooking those additional benefits you may be entitled to that really could be worth thousands of dollars every year.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And here's an article from Forbes. There's more than one benefit to be collected. There's not just your retirement benefit. There are actually 12 different benefits that you can collect. Parent benefits, child benefits, spouse benefits. As you mentioned, Ben, several other ones, widow benefits, divorcee benefits for spouses and for widows, and the list goes on and on. And according to the Motley Fool, you may be entitled to retirement benefits, disability benefits, spousal benefits, and or survivor benefits. So there's a lot of different benefits out there.
Yeah, well, let's look at the first one, spousal benefits, because that's the one that I see impacted so often. See, you're not the only person to think about when you are making your claiming decision. This is not just all about you. This impacts your spouse as well. And if you make a mistake, then your decision could wipe out theirs or significantly reduce the spouse's benefits and what they would receive if you potentially or, you know, die before them. And there's no getting that money back. Once it's gone, it's gone. There are no do-overs anymore. And so you have to understand that you don't, if you're married, don't just think of this as how it would impact you and what's the best thing for you. There's, again, this is one of the things that's riddled with those trap doors. And many people don't know how they can maximize their overall family income if it's a couple. And you could end up receiving less than half of what you should have if you're a spouse and you were entitled to spousal benefits and they're somehow, because of when you took Social Security, you don't get that. That can be hundreds of dollars taken out of your, you know, out of the benefit. So what some spouses that haven't worked as much and their benefit isn't that great don't realize that they could receive up to half of the, you know, the higher wage earners benefit. You can claim spousal benefits even if you worked yourself. So it's not just your benefits, but the spousal. You can't claim spousal benefits until your spouse starts collecting. We see that mistake being made all the time, and then it's too late. And so the list goes on in some of the ways that you can either hurt yourself or help yourself. The key is getting the facts and taking the time to reach out. And it's so simple today as you sit in your home, you know, carefully looking out for your own health. We want to carefully look out for your wealth. So give us a call, 615-619-1615, or just go to info@beaconcm.com and just send us an email and say, hey, well, one of you guys reach out to us and see if there's a 5 or 10 minute time that we could get some questions answered. It may mean hundreds of dollars in your pocket every month.
Well, even on top of that, Pete, I mean, you, John, you mentioned it earlier. We have a webinar on understanding Social Security, and it covers a lot of these same mistakes and goes into detail on these. So again, if it's something you're interested in, you're exploring, and you're, again, you're 5 years out from claiming Social Security.
Costs no time, but costs 25 minutes of your life.
Minutes. So beaconcm.com/webinars.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's also now survivor benefits, which is a whole other topic. And you know, one of the things that's really true about this whole topic is, I hope it's coming through how confusing this is and how many options there are and why you really need to sit down with an expert that can walk through these options for you in your personal situation. But survivor benefits, Social Security benefits for a spouse upon the death of a spouse. And, you know, it's one of the things, Pete, in the 20 plus years we've been doing this, unfortunately, we deal with the passing of a spouse with couples that we've served. And, you know, it's a critical time of their life where they have a lot of change and they're grieving and they've got to all make all these kinds of decisions around investments, but also around things like Social Security. And what do they do? Well, upon the death of a spouse, you're eligible for a Social Security survivor benefit as long as you've been married for at least 9 months. This length of marriage requirement is waived if you are caring for a child of a deceased spouse who's under the age of 16. So there are some stipulations to that. But you can collect a monthly survivor benefit as early as age 60. But at this age, you will only receive about 70% of the amount you could get if you wait until your full survivor retirement age. And I'm going to give you an example of this that happened. Ben, multiple years ago now, there was a lady that she had been a single mom for most of her life, been an educator, and had met with her. And her story was really remarkable. Her husband was a very prominent engineer, had a successful career, and all at once they had a tragedy in their family. And she was a single mom raising a child, and being an educator, she, you know, educators, my wife's an educator, they don't make a ton of money. And she reinvented herself, which really speaks to her strength, and raised a very responsible child who's now adult, married, has some grandkids, actually invested in a couple rental properties, which was pretty amazing, provided some income. And in her job, she really wanted to retire, but didn't know how she would do it. And I said, well, have you ever heard about this survivor benefit that you're eligible for at age 60? And she was 60 years old. And she said, no, what's that? And probably one of my favorite stories in this business is I was able to pass some information to her through a conversation about Social Security. Here's someone who poured themselves into their family, single mom, you know, just really strong strength of character, worked her entire life and wanted to retire because she was just tired and didn't think she could do it till at a minimum of 62 and had no idea she was eligible for that benefit. And I was able to give her some information that she was able to take, apply for, receive, and retire.
That's fantastic.
So
that's
this, awesome. These types of decisions, they're not small. And in some cases, they're life-changing. They're retirement changing. The question is, do you have the information? And then, Pete, you get into things like disability, which is a whole other aspect.
Yeah, and what you don't know can hurt you.
Yeah,
it can take money out of your pocket because you don't know. And don't assume that you have all the answers until you ask one more question, because it keeps changing. And listen, guys, how many of these have we done over the radio and in different venues over the years? I mean, it's just dozens and dozens and dozens of them. We're talking to clients about it every day. We read things about it every week. We get education on it every year. And I learn new things every time, it seems like.
Well, Pete, remember the example of a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, where the couple that you met with didn't know about spousal benefit,
right?
And you found them, what was it, $24,000 a year?
Yeah. And so for 4 more years, what we figured out, it was about $100,000.
That's a nice day.
And this lady worked at a bank and was quite financially savvy. Huh. But again, it's not something that they would have a reason to know all the little idiosyncrasies and everything.
Yeah. Ask yourself, are you within 5 years of claiming your Social Security benefits? If the answer is yes, or maybe, or hey, it's something I hadn't really thought about until this morning, and now I'm thinking maybe it's something I should look into, then you want to give us a call and you want to schedule time to review a free Social Security analysis. Again, it doesn't cost you a dime. It's just time on our end doing some digging and then taking a little bit of your time, either a phone call or a video conference, to walk this analysis through with you. And again, we're going to run scenarios and look at the exact timing that could help you get more income from Social Security. So again, this morning, you saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement and you've not yet filed for Social Security, be one of the first 10 callers. 615-619-1615. Again, can't stress it enough, but what you learn in this free analysis could help you avoid these 6 common mistakes that we're talking about this morning. And those can add up to 6 figures coming out of your pocket. So call us, schedule time, review your free analysis, 615-619-1615. Again, the number this morning, 615-619-1615.
More on the questions you have and where you should find the answers when we come back after the break.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
A staggering quote out of Forbes. The Social Security Administration has some 40,000 undertrained, overwhelmed, and sometimes arrogant staffers who routinely tell people things that are dead wrong, half wrong, misleading, and incomplete. And as a result, thousands of people are making terribly wrong decisions daily about claiming their Social Security benefits, decisions that are costing them potentially huge sums of money.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson, John Maxson. Ben Christie here with you this morning. And today we're talking about six critical mistakes when claiming your Social Security benefits that could cost you a small fortune. So coming up in our final segment this morning, we're going to look at why you can't rely on the SSA, the Social Security Administration, for any personalized advice, plus the truth about Social Security. Will it go bankrupt or not? So according to Forbes, relying on Social Security representatives for advice in these matters can become more of a hindrance than help. Mistake number five this morning is counting on the Social Security Administration when it comes to claiming your benefits, thinking you can turn to them and get all the help you need. Pete, not picking on these guys, but it's just not what they do.
No, it isn't. I mean, they're not financial planners. They're not income specialists. They have their pat answers on Social Security, and it's kind of like throwing darts. They may be correct. You may find the right person, and the answer they give you is right, or it could be wrong. And we want to help you find the answer. And so, again, it's not that they can't ever be helpful and there's not ever a time to turn to them, but we're a resource and other financial advisors that specialize in this that can also help you, because they're not there to give you ways to potentially pay less taxes on your Social Security. They're not there to help you with your overall income plan as a family and how important when you take Social Security plays into that. So, you know, chances are the best place to go is to call our number, 615-619-1615. What are we going to charge you? Nothing. There's no cost. A little bit of our time, we're willing to invest in that to help you and your family. And we find that that always pays good dividends overall for us as a firm when we're able to help you with these kind of questions that could be very significant to you and your family. So again, they're there for a purpose, and they can answer simple questions, and hopefully even some that aren't just as simple. But we recommend that you go further than that and you look into it with a financial advisor like Beacon Capital.
Well, and I'll tell you, Social Security agents are not qualified advisors. They're certainly qualified to give you some information about Social Security. And we're not out here saying that every person that works at the Social Security Administration is uninformed and can't help you. Certainly they have their place, but they're trained in the rules, not in claiming strategies.
Right.
They're actually prohibited from offering any claiming advice whatsoever. It'd be like somebody giving you financial advice that didn't have the licenses to be a financial advisor.
Sure.
So you're kind of totally on your own when it comes to how and when you claim your benefits, and getting the right advice could make a huge difference in what you receive in benefits, not just today or tomorrow or next month or next year, but for the rest of your life. Because now when you make Social Security decisions, you can't go back and reverse them. You know, Pete, you used to be able to go back and reverse them.
Oh, yeah. Now some people still feel like you can, and you can't.
There's no do-over. So if you are going to make a decision that was critical to you and your family, and income is something I consider to be critical, it's going to be for the rest of your life, before you make that decision, don't you want to make that decision with all of the information, understanding all of the options and the cause and effect of those?
Yeah, I would want to do that. Why would you just look at one silo instead of looking at the whole picture? And then again, putting a full plan together that includes a full income plan and having Social Security part of that. Well, let's shift gears just slightly. Let's talk about mistake number six. And Let's talk about a fear that seems to nab headlines. Well, at least it did before COVID-19. Now there's nothing else in the headlines. But once this settles down, I'm sure this will come back and you'll see this in the headlines from time to time. And that's believing that Social Security is simply going to go broke, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is that's just the wrong way to consider that. That's the same as anything that's out there. Considering, you know, is your company going to go under? Is your spouse going to die? You know, is this or that going to go broke? Do you have a pension from a company that, you know, you heard that one out of hundreds of thousands went broke? So assuming that you make a decision about your pension, that yours is going to go broke too. And here's the thing that I've said about this. Think of how many people in America depend on that check from Social Security. As a couple, there are people who receive $25,000 a year, $35,000 a year, $50,000 a year or more. You take that out of their income, guess what? Yeah, Social Security went broke, but now the food lines and the people that are needing Medicaid and living on all the other handouts that the government has, they got to survive somehow.
Yeah.
And so if you cut one thing off, another one has to replace it,
right?
Because the whole country will just go under if that's the case. Social Security, you know, they've already tweaked things over and over, and they'll continue to do this, to impact the benefits. And probably our children and our grandchildren are going to be mostly impacted. But I don't think Social Security is just going to go broke. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think that when you hear that from advisors in general, especially as the boomers start to retire, that's almost a fear tactic.
It is.
One of the things that there's enough fear out there in the market. We're not a firm. We don't operate out of fear, and we don't manage out of fear, and we don't speak out of fear. We don't want people to do business with us or come see us or get these analyses because we're spreading fear. Listen, if the federal government gets to the point where they can't fund liabilities, I'm here to tell you life's going to change for all of us.
Yeah, in a big way.
In a huge way.
Yeah, I even had a gentleman that wanted me to do their whole financial plan, a couple. He was 66 years old on the fact of him dying at age 74. And there was nothing in his health or history that showed that he was going to, but he was convinced.
74.
Yeah, at 74. So, you know, you better make the best of those next 8 years. And I just think that that's the wrong way to look at it.
Yeah. Again, if you're within 5 years of looking at claiming your Social Security benefits, or you're getting ready to, I mean, you're saying, you know, I've lost my job, the Social Security benefits seem like the next best step for me. It may very well be. You want to seek some advice and look at the whole plan. So if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement and have not yet filed for Social Security, call us this morning. Be one of the first 10 callers and schedule time to sit down and review your free Social Security analysis. That number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, filing for Social Security could be one of the biggest financial decisions in your life. Mm-hmm. You need to understand that. This is not something, again, like Pete and John have been saying, there's no do-overs when it comes to claiming Social Security anymore. And so the difference between your best and worst case scenarios could be hundreds of thousands of dollars here. So it pays to get this right. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, our time is up for today. As always, we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing these great thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime, 615-619-1615, to learn more ways that we're able to help you.
Or you can always jump online. That's beaconcm.com. And if you're interested in downloading or registering for any of the free webinars we have, it's beaconcm.com/webinars. Couldn't be easier.
Nope.
Till next time, I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember, peace of mind in retirement
requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.